Kototera Pinchas, page 150, a little bit above midway. Okay, where it says the Tame Hefrish. Okay, the Alter Rebbe is asking a question. The fact is, well, the Alter Rebbe asked a question, first of all, why is Reich Nechayach that the Jews do what Hashem wants only mentioned by Korbanos? Every mitzvah, we're doing what Hashem wants. So he says, what does it mean in the Pasuk that Hayem La Seisom, that this world you can do mitzvahs, in the other world there's no mitzvahs, there's no tshuva, what you are is what you get. I mean, what you are is what you are. That's it, you can't change anything. So he says, V'tam ha'hefesh v'hevlo sh'beine elam azal leilam abal, okay, these few lines we learned. The difference between olam azen olam abal, ki v'olam abal en loch dover shen li mokim. Everything has its place. Every level, like we learned yesterday, is different. Everyone is identified as their own unique level. Malachim, neshamas d'kedusha, hey muvdalim b'fnei atzmam. They're separated. There's a difference between neshamas and malachim. There's a difference in malachim between one type of malach and another type. There's a difference between one neshama and another neshama. Ve'en l'ra shaychas ha'matev klal, and there's no connection between bad and good. Therefore, if good is defined as good, and bad is defined as bad, where there is good, there is no bad, and where there's bad, there's no good. But in this world, nothing is defined yet. This world comes from Sefer Kol Alamin. Sefer Kol Alamin could be changed. Therefore, even though you did a sin, you could do a mitzvah. Why? Because thanks to Adam Edition, he accomplished that there is no good without bad, there's no bad without good. So therefore, in this world, because nothing is clearly identified and defined already, so to speak, as what it is, so then you could change it. You could change the taste, so to speak, from bad to good. So now the question, why is that? Okay, olam haba, everything is already defined, you can't change it. Why in this world can you change it in Gan Eden not? In the world of olam haba, is revealed, like we know, what is the uniqueness of Gan Eden? There's a revelation of Ziv HaShchinah. There's a revelation of godliness. Granted, it's only a ray of the Shekhinah, but there's a revelation. Because there is this revelation of godliness. Therefore, that's the enjoyment of neshamas. Shem isan genal Hashem, that they have enjoyment from Hashem, basigosim, askalosim, in their understanding. Of Erin Tzav Baruch Hu, anim shech lehem b'chin is gilui v'asoge. Based on the revelation. In other words, for neshamas, which are part of Hashem, their real enjoyment is not food, not clothing, not cars, not money. It's godliness. So Gan Eden, which is a revelation of godliness, so therefore the neshamas have enjoyment there. And this revelation understanding Nasiri b'ischalkas madregas le'en ketz. So in other words, like this, the definition of Gan Eden is enjoying and understanding godliness. No two things understand or feel the same level of godliness. So over there, because it's revelation, nobody has it the same way. If nobody has it the same way, there's so many different levels. But everything, therefore, is defined as its particular level. Agam shekulam mekablam me'erin tzal baruchu. Even though everybody gets godliness, what's the difference? It's similar to the neshama in the body. Even though the neshama itself is not divisible by many different levels, but in a second, nevertheless, the vessel for sight of the neshama is the eye. The vessel for the talking of the neshama is the mouth. And therefore, no limb gets the same type of chayas that another limb gets. Okay? Meaning like this. In the body, we learned already many times, the neshama is a simplistic power, i.e. battery. It's simple life. Whatever the vessel is for that battery, let's use a battery because it's a pretty clear muscle. Whatever, if it's in a flashlight, it's going to give light. If it's going to be in a talking toy, it's going to talk. If it's in a moving toy, it's going to be moving. If it's in a car, it's going to make the car go. What is a battery? A battery is one piece of simplistic life.
Energy.
Okay, I'm using it because I want to speak about the neshama. The neshama is one piece of life. Chayas. That's what it is. The neshama is life. Chayas. Now, because it comes internally into the body, therefore, the eye is going to get that power of sight that the neshama has. The mouth is going to get the power of speech. The brain is going to get the power of thinking and seichel and so on and so forth. So it is also in the worlds. Machne micho ba'avadavka. Or machne Gavril b'yira. So Gavril is Gevura, Michal is Ava. Right? So each one gets their own particular level of godliness. Yeah, it's a revelation of godliness. But the eye is not the mouth. And Gavril is not Michal. And this neshama is not a malach. And this malach is not a neshama. And so on. V'chol tzadik yesh lo imodu b'fnei atzmi. Each tzadik has its own compartment. Ukshem sheyev shelishanis pulasei vodim. And just like you can't change the function of limbs. You can't make from a regal, from a foot, you can't make a head. You can't. A foot is a foot, and a head is a head, and you can't change him. Why? Because once the baby is born, it's clearly defined what part of the body it is. Therefore, you can't change the revelations of Olam Haba, the chain. And that's the level of Mamalik Olam and Shulachol Eilam Lefi Madrigosim. Every world according to his level. How much Keli you have, that's how much revelation you're going to have. Bria are more refined vessels than Yetzira. So Bria is automatically going to get a greater revelation of godliness than Yetzira. But not because so much, well, it is. In those worlds, because godliness is coming down based on the level.
Based on the
Keli? Yeah, that's what I said, according to the level.
The
Keli, what?
Keli?
Yeah, Kelim of Atzilus.
Don't we get godly everywhere at the same amount? It's just a revelation.
That's what he's saying.
So you're just saying
the different revelations are based on the level of the vessels.
But the energy of
in other words, a tzaddik who does only good, no bad, so therefore he is a greater vessel to handle more godliness. Another mashal chassidus gives is it's not exactly for this; it's more the other way. But
the sun
shines the same whether the curtains are open or not open. It's not a change in the sun; it's a change in the receiver. How much you get. Therefore, when a person does an aveda and brings upon himself impure garments, so if a guy comes up to Gan Eden with, so to speak, impure garments, because he sinned a lot, okay, and he didn't do tshuva, so now that level in Olam Haba, he's not going to get a lot, unless if he gets cleansed. But technically, he can get a lot in Olam Haba because he's an impure garment.
But he's still going to get anything?
Eventually, everybody goes. Yeah, I think even for you, yeah. But this world is not Memala Kol Almin. This world is Sefer Kol Almin. And in Sefer Kol Almin, there's no vessel. And if there's no vessel, there's no difference between vessel A and vessel B. For instance, in the general life that the neshama gives to the body, not the functioning of the neshama, that the person is alive, right? The neshama comes into the body. The body is alive. The head and the foot are equally alive. Because in that level, you don't need the keli. Yes, the head is a higher keli than the foot. But the bottom line is, that level of life from the neshama makiv, seviv kol almin, doesn't need a keli to be. So it doesn't matter what type of keli you have. And therefore, it's a day to a mitzvah sheyas, a isa adam b'maisa diva machshava. Sham shach, so this comes from the level of seviv kol almin, shayidei kiyama teirav ha-mitzvahs. By doing teirav mitzvahs, shbehem malu, b'sh'erin tzal baruch hu ba'atmei v'chvedei. Where godliness itself is revealed, the last machshava tvisi bay, where no mind can grasp elukus, mamshich erin tzal baruch hu ba'atmei, seviv kol almin ha-nafshei. Then you bring down seviv kol almin on your nefesh, shalamay lamay lamigile ha-soga shibaganei. In other words, this is the concept of what the Mishnah says. 1 second of tshuva, ma'isim tevim be'olam hazeh is better than the whole olam haba. 1 second of bliss in olam haba is better than this, the whole olam hazeh. So which one is greater? So it's very simple. Gan Eden is a lower level, memale kol almin, but it's revealed. You feel it. That's the advantage of Gan Eden. Therefore, it doesn't say Gan Eden is better than this world. He says, Yafish Shach Sokeras Ruach Bolam Abba. 1 second of bliss in Olam Abba. Bliss is in Olam Abba, because over there there's a revelation of godliness. But where do you bring down a greater level of godliness? In this world, when you do Torah Mitzvahs. So therefore, Tshuva Maisim Tevim in this world is better than the whole Olam Abba. It depends what we're talking about. If you're talking about which is a greater level, this world. Which is a revelation of a level, greater revelation. That's Olam Haba. Therefore, ultimately, when Mashiach comes, there's going to be the unity that Seviv Kol Almin is going to be revealed. So you have the best of both worlds, so to speak. It's going to be the essence, and in a way that it's revealed.
I'm sorry, can you expand on that? So,
what?
By the time of Mashiach, how is it going to be the combination of the two?
It's going to be the essence in a revealed form.
Essence in a revealed form.
Correct.
The essence otherwise...
is not revealed.
It's revealed only after death.
Correct. Okemei shekotz v'seif shobeinim perikim amches. Like Dalton Rebbe says in Tanya, the seviv kol almin b'chinas helim v'hester. What Dalton Rebbe in perikim amches of Tanya says, the word seviv kol almin doesn't mean it's around the world versus in the world. Because over there, there's no time and space, you know? What it means is, it's not directly permeating and affecting the world. It only affects the world indirectly. Like the neshama in the body, that it's alive, it's not functioning.
It hovers around
it. It hovers. Therefore, it's limited. So what's the difference between this world and the world to come? The world to come, everything is already identified, defined, on its place. You can't change it. Therefore, you can't do Torah mitzvahs in Gan Eden. You can't do tshuva in Gan Eden because it's too late. It is what it is. Like I said, once the baby is formed as a boy or a girl, you can do whatever you want. It's not going to change. Right? You can only daven before it becomes formed, the gender of the baby. Then you can daven. It should be a boy or a girl. The Gemara says after 40 days, it's called tefillah shav. You're wasting your time. You can't daven. It's not going to do anything. Unless if you're Leah or Yaakov or whatever, then they changed Dina into a girl. Okay. This revelation of Elokus in Gan Eden is only ziv bovad miteirasi v'avidasi. It's only a ray of the Shechina. Commercial calls it like it says, La'ov the L'sham Hashem put Adam in Gan Eden before he was driven out, right? Before the Chet. Hashem put him in Gan Eden, La'avda u'l'shamra, which is positive mitzvahs and negative mitzvahs. Sha'adam u'mamsha Gan Eden. A person brings down Gan Eden, hainu gili elukushe b'Gan Eden. V'tayne gan neshamas k'meshe kosim b'makamacha. Who causes the revelation in Olam Haba? The Jew, based on amount of Torah mitzvahs he did in this world. If you did more Torah mitzvahs in this world, you're going to bring down a greater revelation. Why? It's very simple. You're a greater keli. A greater keli automatically gets more. But in the level of Seviv Kol Almin, is Shavu Mashvu Katan V'Gadol. ulafanav kachashecha ka'eda. That level, which is not defined yet, so then, like he says, big and small, dark and light, it's predefined. Like we learned, how can you get a miracle in nature is only by tapping into a level of godliness which is greater than both. Because once it's defined as miracle and defined as nature, you can't change it. In order to change from light to dark, dark to light, nature to miracle, whatever it is, you need to tap into a level greater, which meaning, what do you mean greater? In a level where everything is the same. It's not defined. If it's not defined, it is whatever you want. It is.
Abstract.
Yep. And they say, and where the malachim say, I am a kam kveide, we say this in Kedusha. And what did they answer? Kveide mali cholar is kveide. Lachain af opisha yodid mata mata. Therefore, even though the person in this world is very low, yachulalis maila maila, you can elevate it super high, vinod seifim mit chalasim, because the end is wedged in the beginning. In other words, dafka olam azeh, even though it's lower, but because it comes to the level of Sevev Kol Alamin, nothing is defined yet. So bad could become good by doing tshuva. You can make bad into good. You can, God forbid, make good into bad.
How do you do that?
Huh? Well, the Gemara says about if you regret a good deed you did, but it's not necessarily according to Chassidus. But other, you can make something good into something bad. I could do you a favor, and because of that, bad happens.
Oh.
It's possible. I mean,
that's not your fault. That's not my fault.
Yeah, but my action is causing that to happen. It's still me causing it to happen.
Does Nefesh Abamot have a keli?
Yeah.
So how could it receive?
Does Klipa have a keli? The keli is very Klipa. It's very covered. Oh, because Makif doesn't need a keli. That's the whole part. Why? No. Why a goyim, very prominent in a world, the bad people, why are they on top of the world? Because it says, goyim are not a keli to Kedusha. Therefore, goyim get their chayis and Makif. Makif, bottom and top, top and bottom, is all the same mishmash. It's a ball. There's no top and bottom. But neshamis, one second, neshamis come from the premius. Premius needs a keli. You're not a keli, you don't get it. You're not a keli, you don't get it. You need to be a vessel. They come from higher, tails, higher than tikkun. Esav is the b'chor, not Yaakov.
It depends on what they choose.
Correct. Right. And he said,
even by creating this formula that they would have to
they have to keep Shavu'ot mitzvahs b'nei Neach, but they don't bring Kedusha into the world.
I'm talking physically speaking, and their formula is that if you do those things, you'll get to the top. So there is Seder.
Yeah, but if you cheat and you get to the top,
yeah, I'm just saying, yeah.
Luchay, you're doing against what Hashem wants. How did Hashem make you successful? You get to the top.
Right, but people who don't do that, they don't get there. So there is a top and bottom. I mean, there is a
in this world.
Yeah, that's what.
Yeah,
there's
but
a there.
The
you
reason why the good people are at the bottom and the bad people are on top.
Right, that doesn't make sense.
That doesn't make sense. What's the answer? Because when you get from Akifim, evil can the bottom could become top. And top could become bottom.
You can also get
from and a chanami. For Inyan, Mavurli il Damosh, he said before, Sheyev Shalasi Smira go right, you can't make from a foot ahead. Hainu Belam Abba, that's in the world of Olam Abba. Shu Elam Birr, which is the world of refinement. Shekvan is bar, it's already refined. For Chol Davra Makame. And everything's on its place. The head is, once the baby is formulated, even in utero. But once the baby is formulated, then there's a head and a foot and a stomach and everything. Therefore, you can't change it. Which is kedem abiru. It's not refined yet. And this is the world to make it refined, to do action. Before the baby is formed, before the embryo is actually formed, Hareish v'regel kulam yachad atipat shebebetin. When the seed goes into the woman, at the beginning, in that seed is head and foot, but you can't detect head and foot in the seed. It's before it became broadened through the mother to take this seed and refine it, and then it becomes identified as head and foot. But before that, it's not identified yet. Like the Gemara says, like we just called it this din. The Gemara says, and Shulchan Aruch says, before 40 days of conception, before the end of 40 days of conception, you could daven and change what the gender of the baby is. Okay, base. Vel in yinkeichat tshuva, that's the power of tshuva. To take the chayis that was done through an aveda, that you brought this life of Elokus all the way down, you're able to elevate el mekayda v'shoshem back to the source, the etznoit, say from etchilosim to end the wedge in the beginning. Meaning, you could take evil and you can make evil into good. Avedas become mitzvahs. That's only in this world, the power of tshuva. That's in the love of Mamala Kolalman, which comes to Malchus, like it said, Malchus, Chamachus, Kolalman, Malchus, Ibekol Mashallah. Shazanim, Shechishtal, Shazamadregis, Me'elam, Vad Elam. From the level of Mamala Kolalman, meaning the permeating level of godliness, comes all the various different levels. Shekol, Mashiyated, Matamat, the lower it comes. Yedin, Mismait, Bechinas, Gilear, and Tzabarchu, is less revelation. The lower you come, meaning the less vessel you are, the more coarse you are, the thicker you are, so you're automatically going to get less. What? Grabiung. Shagili b'chin is bitul. The gilu is the level of bitul. Sheiner in tzabach, shem is galab mishabatul. Therefore, the lower you become, you can't get godliness, because godliness needs a vessel. The vessel for godliness is bitul. That's it. Completely non-existent to God. If you are something, then you're not Kedusha. Therefore, therefore, the world of Atzilus, which is Elokus, it's not Bria yet. The world of Bria is Yesh Miayin, where it already becomes something, a Yesh. Atzilus is not Yesh Miayin. Atzilus is Gili Yahelim. So therefore, Atzilus, that's what Atzilus means, Eitzel, near, because it's a world which is completely bottled. Yes, it's limited. There is Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferes, Netzach, but Chesed is Elokus, and Gevurah is Elokus, and Tiferes is Elokus. Everything is Elokus, because the Kelim, in Atzilus, Elokus, the Or, and the Keli are all one.
Is that really a Keli?
It's a Kaylee.
It's not a Kaylee like the other places.
Like what?
It's
why is it Kaylee? It's just a refined Kaylee.
But if it's one with its light?
Atzilus, because the Kaylee is Bato Telokus. If it's Bato Telokus, it is a Lukus. It's a Kaylee for it.
It's an infinite Kaylee,
right? Oh?
The Chesed is infinite Chesed.
Yeah, but it's still limited as Chesed. Chesed and Atzilus is not Gevura. So there's a limitation to it. So, but it's infinite Chesed. In Bria, not only is there 10 levels Chesed Gevura, but each one is limited. Because the Keli is not the same Keli. It's not Bottle Telukus. It's not Bottle Telukus. You don't got a Lukus. There's only one way of getting a Lukus, feeling a Lukus. Therefore, in Gan Eden, no body, no nefesh habamis, only in neshama, clean neshama after cleansing, it gets a lukus. Now, even if it's one second, even when it gets cleaned, you know, you can be clean, but that doesn't mean you had enough good on you to make you greater. In other words, a person who's not so great, yeah? So they did averis, they did mitzvahs. So they come into Gehenna, they get cleansed. Now they come into Gan Eden, so they're clean. But the actions, the positive mitzvahs, they didn't do a lot. Right? So they're clean. They're not dirty. They didn't do any Averis. The Averis were all cleaned. But the Neshamis that have Tzadikim, they did a lot of mitzvahs. So of course they're going to get more revelation in Gan Eden because they're more okay. Yeah, they're clean. The Rosh is also clean.
Rabbi, what's the litmus test for one to know that is Batul?
The what?
What's the litmus test for one to know that he is nullified, he's nullified?
If you, I'll give you a one-liner. You don't do what you want, you do what God wants. That's called bitter.
Okay, so somebody, all of us think that this is what God likes us to do, but we don't really know exactly. How do you know?
We're doing what Torah says is good and bad, not what you say is good and bad.
I heard a nice shot of bitter. It's B2, B Hashem's 2.
I got it.
Okay, so the Rasha comes and Sadiq comes.
Right.
Both are clean.
Yeah. But who has more good on him? Sadiq. So he's going to get more Gan Eden.
But this guy can do it and he cannot get it either. He cannot change it.
He can't. No, it's too late to change it.
So he has to come back.
Yeah. Until he does all mitzvahs. Like, that is all right.